believe it or not, Michael Hillier is human as well. And I suppose he has been working in politics for over three decades at this stage, when he started off and was his father's right-hand man through all his years. So to say that Michael Hillier is a bit upset and a bit low, Jerry, to be quite frank, over the last number of days, would be fair to say. And I think, you know, yesterday he did do a number of his clinics in North Kerry. But last night I attended a county executive meeting of the IFA, a public meeting on his behalf, because he wasn't up to going. And, you know, there's no harm in telling the truth, because it has been a difficult week. You work so hard to get to and to achieve and to have ambition and to get to where you want to get, while also continuing to do the right thing by people. So, again, Jerry, it has been a very difficult week for our house, but we'll regroup, we'll recharge, and Michael Hillier will be back on the road very soon again.
Okay. How low is he?
Well, Jerry, look,
The reason I ask is, and not to be brutal about it, you know, Michael Hillier is a tough day come when it comes to politics. Mm-hmm. Politics is a tough business, and he always talks to the people of Kerry. But this for the first time really this week, after the initial interviews he gave on a national level, people are surprised that he hasn't kind of explained himself more fully.
Yeah, and I suppose that's why we feel that both of us, we feel we have a responsibility to speak to the people of Kerry. And I'd like to think I've been on his left shoulder for as long as I can remember, since someone referred to me lately saying that, you know, what's your role? And I said, well, I've been with him since birth. And that's why I feel that I'm able to come here this morning and to express on his behalf for now how he's dealing with this, and to be able to give an insight as to what has gone on over the last week.
Okay. But Jerry, do you understand, like, people will be disappointed with that?
I think people should understand, because I go back to what I just said. Michael Hillier is a human, believe it or not. As strong as what people may think he is, you know, it has taken its toll, Jerry, and it will take its toll. But again, I mean, I don't think anybody that knows Michael Hillier knows that he gives his heart and soul to this. You know that, Jerry.
Yeah.
And I don't think anybody will begrudge him being able to recharge and regroup, Jerry, and to get going again.
Okay, talk to me about the circumstances of what happened. I suppose the most glaring thing is, as this crisis developed, we spoke to him on this programme. He was adamant that, look, blockades weren't the way to go. It's dangerous for the country. We have to get those removed. He could understand the points the protesters were trying to make. Then from the weekend when the blockades were lifted, the motion of no confidence came hot and heavy straight away from Sinn Féin, turned into a motion of confidence. He posted a social media video saying, look, I'm going to vote confidence in myself, and I'm going to work from within government for the people of Kerry. A day and a half later, it had all changed and he's got to his feet in the door. What changed in the interim between that social media video saying he was sticking from within government to the leader isn't listening, I have to resign?
And I suppose one thing that you said there, which was referred to in that video, was that Michael Hillier had confidence in himself. And he did and does have confidence in himself, and he has proven the ability to govern, quite frankly. He's proven the naysayers, including sometimes yourself, Jerry, when you would be critical of not going into government in the past. He has proven that he can do that and that he can actually deliver from within government. He has confidence in himself. He has confidence in his government colleagues. Many of the ministers that are working away today, Minister Martin Hayden, Minister Dara Cleary, Minister Patrick O'Donovan, Minister Dara O'Brien, government colleagues that he has friendships and relationships with because of the work that they've been doing together. Unfortunately, Jerry, where the stumbling block came was confidence within the leader. Mm. And that, to be quite frank. And as well, Jerry, you know, Michael Hillier has always been true to himself. And I think no more so than this week. He has often told people he will be their voice and he will be a messenger of people. And ultimately, that's what a TD is. And you're a TD first before you're anything else, Jerry. And to carry that message and to do anything other than what he did on Tuesday wouldn't be remaining true to himself. It wouldn't be remaining true to the people that elected him. And again, work will continue, Jerry.
But did something happen in between that video? Because the heat was already on when he said, I'm working from within government. Was it the reaction from people on the ground, or, as has been supposed and been talked about by senior government ministers, this was a two-for-one deal? When Danny Healy-Rae was making it clear, I'm not voting for this crowd anymore, I'm not part of this, I'm standing with the people of Kerry, I'm leaving the support of government, that Michael had to go. In other words, to use the political parlance, he was pulled overboard.
No, Jory, I wouldn't agree with that. And I think Michael...
You contend that's what people think,
yes,
when they look at it, politically.
Look, I know, but people will think and say a lot of things. And I suppose the reality is, and only a number of weeks, you had Michael Healy-Rae on the radio a number of weeks ago, asking him why Denny had voted against the government on a number of votes. So the reality is that two for one was, if you like...
On this issue, a confidence motion is different.
Yes,
it's
but
different.
Jury, there was reluctance there from months ago when votes were going in different directions. Mm. So I don't think that it's that can stay true, the two for one, because, I mean, in essence, that had been broken months ago.
But on the confidence motion... is a key, yes, one, or on a financial bill, it would be a key,
yes,
one. And that's what Norma Foley, she said, mm-hmm, this was a two-for-one deal. And mm-hmm, Michael Cahill also said, mm-hmm, on this programme that it was his understanding, or he said, mm-hmm, he said it was fact, mm-hmm, that your father had sought from within government, at whatever level, I don't know, to say, look, if Danny's voting no on confidence, if I vote yes, can I stay as Minister of Finance? Did that happen?
Well, that's not true, Jerry. And, okay, you know, the one thing that I can say about the two things that you just referenced, you know, Minister Norma Foley, I was no more out of the Dáil Chamber on the Dáil Gallery on Tuesday, and Minister Foley was on the phone, and she was ringing, and she was saying how sorry she was that it had come to this, and I heard what she said on Wednesday on Morning Ireland. She didn't speculate, Jerry. Mm. She said what she felt and what she felt to be true. Others did speculate and think that they know more than they do. But unfortunately, they don't, Jerry. And they maybe like to make themselves relevant to the story. But unfortunately, that's not the case.
Okay, so it wasn't a two-for-one deal. If your father had voted confidence in Micheál Martin, mm-hmm, he'd still be Minister for Justice today, or Minister for Agriculture, Junior Minister for Agriculture today.
Jory, that would, sure, we can all talk about the hypotheticals, but again, the fact is, he didn't have confidence in the leader of the government. And despite the confidence that he had within himself, despite the confidence he had in the work, Jory, because I suppose people are often saying, you know, are saying these days, oh, but you're on the outside now, do you know? The work that has gone on over the last 16 months since Michael Healy-Rae became a minister, in my opinion, he has done more in the last 16 months from within government than many have done within government in over 10 years. Mm. Our fingerprints are all over the programme for government. The delivery of Michael Healy-Rae will be seen throughout the lifetime of this government, because the train is on the tracks.
Okay.
It's set in train.
So why walk away from it? Why not tough it out? Other ministers, backbench TDs, are getting it hot and heavy. Vicious was what was said to me off air about what has been directed towards government TDs, about what happened at the protest. But they're towing the line. Other independent ministers are towing the line because they want to continue to deliver. They don't want to give it up because they want to deliver for their people. But the Healy-Rae's left.
I suppose before we ever gave our word to anybody, Michael Healy-Rae gave his word to the people of Kerry, that he would be there for them, that he would speak for them, and that he'd be their voice, Jerry. And he was honour-bound to do that. And that's what happened on Tuesday. He stood by the people that put him there.
So he wasn't just fearful for his seat?
Absolutely not, Jerry.
Let me give you a narrative, a political narrative, mm-hmm, from an observer on the outside. Danny Healy-Rae goes on the bypass on Sunday morning and gets a bad reception from several people.
We were there too.
Yes, you were there too.
Yes.
That's right. Did you get a bad reception there?
No, Jerry.
Yourselves?
I wouldn't say that we got a bad reception.
But Danny did, right?
Yes. Okay. That was a situation that was blown out of proportion.
And this particular protest, the people who were on this protest, the kind of people who were on this protest, the farmers, the builders, the plumbers, the hauliers, they're year voters. They're seen, yes, as year base. And what happened was that it terrified you. You were afraid of losing your seats and losing all support. And that's why you said, we're going, we're protecting our seats. No, rather than sticking in and being tough for the people of Kerry and delivering over a 5-year period.
No, Jerry, and it comes back to what I was saying a minute ago. The achievements in which Michael Healy-Rae, and again, it comes back to being the ability to govern, Jerry, which is very important in this conversation. Mm. Michael Healy-Rae over the last 16 months, within a ministry, if you ask anybody within the forestry sector as to what Michael Healy-Rae has done on a national level over the last 16 months, in a very difficult time, given the amount of trees that were on the ground, to see how that sector has been turned around and to see the confidence that is within that sector now, every sectoral plan that the government has developed over the last number of months, that'll dictate what gets done in this country for the next 4 years, has been done. It's completed. And the train is in track for that. If you look what has been delivered to Kerry in terms of there will be a bypass for Killarney in the lifetime of this government, that wouldn't have happened only for Michael Healy-Rae. There's going to be a new fire station in Kinmare. That wouldn't have happened only for Michael Healy-Rae. There is things that will be continued to be delivered in this county over the next number of weeks and years because of the work that Michael Healy-Rae did.
And what would you say to the narrative? You're talking about things that, about governing, the importance of the ability. And I think it's accepted by a lot of people that you and him worked very hard and put a lot of work into it, and that you were enjoying the role because of the work that you were doing, changes you were making. That a key part to being able to govern is that you don't walk away at the first real sign of intense pressure. But that's what happened.
I wouldn't say I wouldn't say that this is the first time that we've had to make
It's the worst storm in the first 16 months lifetime of this government. Yes. For Micheál Martin, for everyone else, it's the worst problem.
Yes, but we have been able to what I would call do things that you would say that we wouldn't normally do over the last 16 months. Certain votes that maybe we didn't get our way, as you could say, on as much of things, different pieces of legislation. But again, it comes back to the point of you have to stay true to who you are. You have to stay true to your principles, and you have to stay true to the people that ultimately, Jerry, are your boss. I mean, what is a TD? A TD is a messenger of people. And the message was loud and clear last week that
the leader wasn't listening, is what you said. But the other situation, TDs are in the same boat.
And the situation.
Other TDs are in the same boat. They all are voices of the people, but somebody has to govern.
Yes.
And things can happen, circumstances can, people can be angry, but as Minister Noel Foley said, somebody has to be looking at the future. €750 million of a package over two instalments. Some we're learning now about jet fuel possibly running out. Electricity prices are going to be high. There'll be a lot of pressure on this budget. That someone has to be there and take a look.
And I'd argue, Jerry, that you know today then this week is what this week is. But Michael Healy-Rae and myself, quite frankly, we will govern again, and we will be back, and it will be our ambition to be in government again someday.
Will you be trusted again, ever, by any government?
I believe,
given what's happened here, the going gets tough,
I can firmly believe, Jerry, today, that if you'd have any one of the ministers that Michael Healy-Rae has worked with over the last number of years, and if you looked them in the eye, and if you asked them, can you trust Michael Healy-Rae? Is he trustworthy for government?
Will he last 5 years? Answer would be no.
But Jerry,
some issue will come
big
up.
Question
the
is,
will come on and carry and he'll walk.
Is he fit for government? And the answer to that, Jerry, is yes. Michael Healy-Rae is fit for government. He has proven that he can govern. And I have no doubt, sitting here in front of you this morning, he will govern again. Absolutely. And that will be our ambition.
Will he be given the chance to govern? Will anyone trust him again?
And Jerry,
Labour, Sock Dems, any other part, Fine Gael, Fianna Fáil.
And over the next number of weeks and years, you will see that Michael Healy-Rae will be a very constructive member of the Dáil. Because again, Jerry, it comes back to what I'm saying. Be it pieces of legislation, like around short-term letting, be it around the great work that Minister John Cummins is doing around planning exemptions. Michael Healy-Rae has had his fingerprints all over that. And when that will be coming before the Houses of the Oireachtas, it will be a case of he will be constructively working with government.
Just on that point, finally on this, because I don't want to harp on about this, just on the short-term letting, he was seen as a big champion, a key operator from within government on it. He's gone now. He's gone from when the rubber hits the road on that issue, and when a decision has to be made and something has to be pushed through, he will not have the inside track on that. Is that not part of the letdown? And you can extrapolate that out for agriculture, for roads, for everything you're saying. The train is on the track. A week is a long time in politics. A year is a longer time. And 3 years at top level, when ministers are jostling for their constituencies, won't be there.
Again, Jerry.
Kerry's let down.
It comes back to what is already set in motion. And there has been decisions made. And if you want to focus on the short-term letting, decisions have been made on the
short.
Yes,
you understand.
Yes. But decisions have been made on that particular bill. The heads of bill and decisions that have been taken at sub-cabinet level. And Michael Healy-Rae has had, and to be honest, myself, because I have been at every single one of these meetings myself. I have been there. Yeah. I have been every table that he had his legs under on his left shoulder. I was there with him. And I can see that the changes that have been made, will it be perfect for everybody? No, it won't. But again, that comes back to the ability. And again, I suppose government have listened to Michael Healy-Rae in many of the different things. And that's one thing that, you know, I would disagree, and politely I would disagree with Denny when he was on with you the other day. He said the government weren't listening. They weren't listening on this particular issue. But they have and had been honourable up until that point in terms of listening to Michael Healy-Rae and myself, to be quite honest, in terms of common sense, sensible changes that needed to be made to legislation and other things.
We're running short of time. Were there discussions between Michael and Danny on the Monday before the vote? Did Michael try and get Danny to stay on board?
Look,
has there been a fracturing now of the Healy-Rae organisation because of what's happened? Because it's clear you're not happy on one level of what's happened. But being out of government now.
But your jury, nobody's happy.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? I mean, again, it comes back to what I said at the top of the programme. Do you know, it has been a very tough week.
You've lost your job.
I have.
And I know you have other jobs.
I know. And look, that is what it is. You know, the one thing I'm glad about is that I still have hair on the top of my head after the week that we've had.
Yeah.
Do you know? But again, I think it's fair to say, and, you know, we've always said it, and I, as a member of Kerry County Council, where two of my first cousins are members as well, we're all elected independently, Jerry. We all have our own minds.
Yeah.
We're not in each other's pockets.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, like...
Was there a row?
Absolutely not, Jerry. Because
was there a discussion?
No.
Danny wouldn't tell us what went on.
Of course.
Was there a discussion?
Of course discussions were had, Jerry. But again, believe it or not, they have separate minds. You've seen yourself over the last number of months and weeks and things, votes, again, Jerry.
Yeah.
Votes where one would vote one way and one would vote the other. We'd often be accused of saying, Christ, the lads are smart there. They've one leg in and one leg out. But, Jerry, the reality is, they're separate people. They have their own minds and they're elected independently. And Denny, to be quite frankly with you, he is entitled as a member of Dáil Éireann
totally
to vote whatever way he wants.
But there's a feeling that he really, his heart was never in it. That Michael's heart was in it because he was a minister, he was doing work, this was his one chance. Danny was kind of a bit on the sidelines politically over the last year, didn't have the speaking rights time, all of those things. It was a different proposition for him. He didn't like it. And then the protest, he wasn't happy. He wasn't happy with other decisions were made, as he said here, and he was the one that pulled the plug. You're saying that's not the case.
That's not the case.
Michael went of his own volition.
Everything.
Do you think people will believe that politically?
But your jury, again, people will believe that. I mean, I've seen more stories. One thing we used to be able to say that Michael Healy-Rae was never accused of murder.
Yeah.
But I see online that he has been accused of murder.
Yeah.
So, do you know, people...
Can I ask you finally, how has the reaction been? Like, how rough was it in the intervening over the last week or so for you?
Oh, but your jury, everybody was under pressure.
Yeah.
I mean, everybody was absolutely under pressure. But jury, pressure, and rightly so. I mean, the situation was handled extremely, extremely poorly. But again, it's because there was people literally begging on the side of the road to be listened to, Jerry. And that's the key thing. People were begging to be listened to. And people weren't listened to, Jerry. That's the problem. And so, I mean, of course the week has been tough. But it'll get better. it will get better and there'll be better days ahead. And like I say, it is, I can firmly tell the people of Kerry today that Michael Healy-Rae will be back, and he will be back with a strong and firm ambition to govern again. And I do believe that when that time will come, not if, when that time will come, that he will have the ability to go back in and to continue the work that he has done. And again, Jerry, he will work alongside this government because he will be a constructive member, and he will be somebody that, because again, a lot of the stuff that the government are going to do over the next 4 years, to be honest with you, has been set in train by Michael Healy-Rae.
And his opponents will argue the opposite, and that'll be the road that'll be ahead for the next 4 years. Jackie, we're going to have to leave it. We're over time. Thanks for talking to me in the programme this morning.